Luke chapter 2, verses 47 and 48. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. In Jesus' name, dear fellow students of the Word, do you know someone who is 12 years old? Maybe you know someone who has recently turned 12. Or perhaps you remember when you were 12. If you can remember that, imagine yourself at that age coming to ILC, going into the seminary classroom, and amazing everyone with your understanding and answers. That's about what Jesus did when he was 12. Of course, Joseph and Mary were astonished at where he was. The people in the temple were amazed at what he was doing. Joseph and Mary went up to the feast of the Passover in Jerusalem every year. So it did not astonish them that Jesus was there. In fact, they likely took it for granted that he would be with them in Jerusalem. It had been a long time since those Christmas angels had sent the shepherds, since the Christmas star had sent the wise men. Jesus did not go around performing miracles, so it might have been quite easy to forget that he had a special purpose in coming. He was an obedient and helpful son in the family, and apparently so responsible that Joseph and Mary did not even call Jesus from the temple when they left it. If they had, they would naturally have gone back to that place first. But they just assumed that he was with the group. And then when they headed for Galilee after the Passover, they assumed he was with that group. At the end of the day, they began looking for him among the relatives and acquaintances. That was natural enough, wasn't it? We look for Jesus in the usual places sometimes, don't we? Especially at holiday times, like Christmas or Easter. We treasure those moments when the family and friends get together. Even though a get-together in itself does not involve Jesus necessarily, as we can see at New Year's and Super Bowl Sunday get-togethers and other times. When Joseph and Mary got back to Jerusalem, they must have looked in all the normal places to find a young lad. No doubt there were many things in Jerusalem that had interested Jesus. Again, it was only natural for him to look for him in those places of pleasant memories and interests, wasn't it? But he wasn't there. We know that we can be close to God in many different places. We know that we don't have to be in chapel or church for Jesus to be with us always, even to the end of the age. He seeks us everywhere. But when we are seeking him, where should we look? Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed." Joseph and Mary were astonished to find Jesus in the temple, where the word of God was taught. They suffered much, as any parent might know what kind of suffering that is, because they first looked around town. And we will suffer unnecessarily if we first try to find him around town, in the philosophy, food, and feelings of the day. We can take his word with us among relatives and friends and around town, but it must be to his word that we look to find Jesus. My sheep hear my voice. When the people at the temple saw what the 12-year-old Jesus was doing, they were amazed. He was hearing the teachers of the Bible, something we sometimes just can't find time to do. And he was at it for 3 days. Sometimes we lack the devotion to listen for 20 minutes or even 10. His was an active hearing also, not just in one ear and out the other, but with questions seeking answers. Questions like, how does this apply to me? And there certainly was much in the Passover that did apply to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world and causes death to pass over the human race. But we find it a lot easier to challenge God with our questions than to apply his words to ourselves. Rather than seek answers, our sinful human nature tends to question with questions that sound more like, well, oh yeah, even when we don't say it out loud. The people were amazed at Jesus' understanding. But even more amazing is that he wanted to understand, not just to pick out things that fit into his own ideas of how God ought to operate or what would make him the most comfortable. And they were amazed at Jesus' answers. How often aren't we more ready to apologize for God than to have an answer for those who seek a reason of the hope that is in us? But most amazing of all was that Jesus was occupied with the word, hearing, asking, understanding, answering, and still obedient to his parents, and that he was all of this for you and me. All that he did is written by our names in the book of life. For the Father's business that he was about, the Father's business was to seek and to save us. Terminal cases, every one. For us, he was born. For us, he was given life. For us, he laid down that life. And that makes the most astonishing thing of all, the most amazing thing, his great love for us, doesn't it? Amen to that. Let me be thine forever, O Christ child, sweet and dear. Uphold me with thy mercy and be thou ever near. From thee I gladly all receive, and what is mine to thee I give. My heart, my soul, and all I own, let these be thine alone. Amen.